This is another part, it's another audio about the beginning, purpose, and end of all these things. I made an audio last time about the same. And I said intelligence is about choosing God. I talked about life intelligence, where I said that God has a purpose for life for everybody, where I said that God is a visionary leader who has got a purpose for you. He has got a purpose for me, for everybody. He created everything for a purpose. Now, I said that people do not understand this thing. I continue today with the same issue, but from another point of view to help people understand this whole matter at stake. The beginning, the purpose, and the end of all these things. By the way, I said I was given this word by a voice that came to me one day early in the morning, to say, do people know the beginning, the purpose, and the end of all these things? Which I later said that the voice later revealed to me what all this was meaning and pushed me or gave me power to say this out. And I was told to make people know this thing. So my own way of doing it for the people is to put it on audio. This is one of the ways. And also to talk to those that I come across. Today, I'm going further with the matter. Remember, in the previous article, I talked about God's plans. God has got plans. When he created the universe, when he created all these things, it was out of his plan. Like somebody who builds a home. Someone builds a home. When the home is not there, is not tangible, there is no material there, the person has got a home in his head. So he puts the plan on the ground and builds a home. He is saying, this is a home where I will stay with my family. He has a purpose for doing all those things. God has the purpose for his creation. So, when people start to think about God as the one who has got a purpose for their lives, they start to begin to know God. Now, along his plan, as he goes with his plan, God creates. And along life, as we live in creation, he puts in things as a strategic leader so that he will achieve his vision. So in the plan of the Lord, in the plan of God for his creation, as it were, for humanity, for people, for you, for me. Remember, we are not like ordinary animals, which are goats. We are not like ordinary animals, which are elephants or any other animals at all. We are human beings, which when we go back, God said, let us make man who is like unto us. So we are a special creation in the eyes of God. When he was making us, his intention was to make like a first male of his own being. That's why he gave us power or dominion over all creation. Right. Now, in that way, people start to wonder, to say, if we were loved by God, if he did all that with love, why do people die? Well, you know, sickness, a lot of problems and troubles, all these things, wars, diseases, all those things. People start to wonder, and they then think God is not caring about people and anything of the sort. No. God is a fatherly God who cares and loves us all. But being in the plan, we are in the implementation of the plan right now. So God in the plan would want to choose those who know him, those who would love him, those who would be aware, those who are going to be intelligent, to understand his plan and follow his ways. But it is very sad that when you look at this creation, when you look at humanity, religion and beliefs are too different. Some of these beliefs and religions are satanic. Now, this is dangerous. And God is going to choose from this creation, as we are living in sickness, as we are living in joy, as we are living wars being there, we are living, we are the created beings, where God is going to choose his children, those who obeyed him. So God, he puts strategies along the way. I said that before. He puts strategies to lead us unto the direction where he wants, leading us through the direction that he wants. So in his plans, as we face the end, what I would like to talk about the end, I'm talking about beginning, purpose, and end of all these things. So there are three things here. The beginning, which is the beginning of creation. The purpose, which is the purpose of creation. And the end, which is the end of creation. When I'm saying the end of creation, sometimes I might mean your end when you die. When I die, that is the end of your creation. You are no longer in the natural beings. You are already out of the physical creation. You have reached your end. Although God has got his time for the end of all these natural things, he has got his time when Jesus will come. But as you leave this creation and pass on or die, your end has come. So the end, I said previously, when somebody dies, this is physical death of the natural. So when I'm talking about the intelligence of life, when I'm saying somebody must choose life, I said intelligence is about choosing life, choosing the way of God. Why do I say that? I say that because I want somebody to choose life, choose God, follow him, like him. Why? Because we go somewhere where we do not know. If I were to speak like a heathen, if I were to speak like somebody who doesn't know Jesus, I would say when we die, we go where we don't know. But I, as I speak on this audio, I know where we go. I know because I know Jesus. I am following God's ways. I love my God. I love my Lord. That's why I'm trying to invite my friends, my relatives, to come to my side of knowing Him, so that we understand the beginning, the purpose, and the end. Now, the end is the most critical thing. You will all understand, you will all believe, you will all agree with me that the end is always the most critical thing. When we talk about any plan, when we talk about any implementation, when we talk about any project, the end is the most critical thing. Was it successful? That is the question. So, what is your end going to be like? What is going to happen on your end? When you leave, when you pass on, you leave this ground where you are stepping today. You leave this house, this home where you are living in. People have removed you from the house because you are dead. They don't want to keep you there. Your relatives, your sons, your daughters, your wife, your husband, they will take you out of the house. They go and put you away from home. Hide you there in the grave. You have reached your end. Where will you be? Where will you be? Do you know where you will go? That is where my story is. I repeat again. Remember, you will not be dead. The spirit will be living. Your spirit, which you don't see now, the spirit of your ancestors who died years ago, the spirit of your relatives or friends who died days or years ago, is living. It is somewhere. It's there. But you don't see the spirit. And they cannot come to talk to you. They are not able. Because they are spirit and you are physical. These two are too far different. Where will be your spirit? We are now talking about the end. We are a Life Light Foundation. That is my organization. We care about people's lives. We wish if people could follow God and make themselves a good end, make themselves a good home when they leave this creation. So, when you die, where will you be? Do you think you will meet God? Do you think God will be pleased with you? Will God stretch out His hands to embrace you? Will God send His angels to receive you in joy and glory? That will only happen if you love God. The only way that shows you love God is when you take Jesus, who was sent here by God to represent Him. Jesus Christ came here and lived with us as representing God the Father. The reason why He came was He wanted to strengthen our ways. He wanted to give us knowledge. He wanted to unite us with God. He wanted us to know the love of God. He wanted to bring us closer to God. If you do not love Jesus, you do not believe in Jesus, then I am afraid. I am afraid for all those people who do not know, who do not care, who do not believe in Jesus. I am afraid of them when they reach the end. The end will be miserable. The end for these people will be miserable. Everything is clear in the Bible. Can we have someone else? Can someone think of anyone else who was better or who is better who came and lived here and followed the ways of God in the representation of what God wants, in the representation of God in human. Anyone you can think of, anyone you think could represent what God wanted, who came and lived here as a representative of God's ways. Anyone who performed what you can say is the best besides Jesus, I don't see anyone. I never see anyone. I see Jesus Christ. I see Jesus Christ who was nailed on the cross. As he speaks, as he tells people to come to God, why? Because the end is going to be miserable to many people. Let your end be fruitful. Let your end be nice and good. Get up, follow Jesus. Take Jesus. It's Jesus who said, I am going and I will come back to take you. I'm going to prepare a home for you. There are a lot of places to stay, a lot of houses for you to stay in my Father's house. There are a lot of places for you. I am going there to prepare places for you. I come back to take you so that when I go back, we are going to be together, so that wherever I am, you are also there. It's Jesus who gives those promises. It's only Jesus who gave such a promise. Only Jesus gave such a promise. At one time, Philip, the disciple of Jesus, asked if Jesus could show them God. Jesus said, Philip, when you see me, you have seen the Father. When you see me, you have seen the Father. And no one else ever gave such a speech in my own understanding and in all history, except Jesus. And Jesus loved people. He forgave people. And he came here to die so that God would forgive us our sins. When we killed others out of emotions, out of hatred, when we hated others because our minds are evil, when we did all sorts of evil, being evil people, taking other people's wives, fornication, all those evil things we did, which would not warrant us to live. That is why you would see in the history of the old, or even now in some traditions, people think that when somebody has done some kind of evil, he or she must be killed. You go to quite many countries, they still kill someone who has killed another person as a sentence. They kill. You have done evil. You don't deserve to live. That's a judgment that people give. But Jesus says he comes to give people life, to save people from dying, so that you are not judged in the same way that the evil one is judged, in the same way that a murderer is judged by people here on earth. Because God would want to judge righteously, which means a person who killed, a person who committed fornication, a person who did evil should be judged accordingly. But Jesus came to say, anyone who believes in him, anybody who believes in Jesus should be saved. Why should anyone who believes in Jesus be saved? Is it a free saving? Is this saving free? Is God saving people from no payment? No. Jesus himself paid the price. He came, he lived, he walked with us, he preached God's word. And we see him being pulled to Golgotha. We see him, Jesus, being dragged to Calvary to be nailed. And when we see him, some of the accusations he was being given to be killed for was that he said he was the Son of God. So they wanted to kill him for no real accusations, for hatred, for just hatred, for just hating God. They thought they were serving God's purpose, which was not true. Just like what many people are doing right now, today, here on earth. Some kill others. Some hate. They think they are serving God's purpose. But Jesus now dies. He's killed on the cross. Nailed. Why is he being killed? Jesus, the secret thing here is, when Jesus was talking to his disciples, he says, let me go, let me die. Do not stop this death. Otherwise, you won't be saved. Let it be so. So that when I die, I go to the Father and ask for the Comforter who will come to help you. So the thing here is, if you believe in Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, which is the Spirit of the righteousness of God, the Spirit of the righteousness of God, which we call the Holy Spirit, comes from the person Jesus. Holy Spirit comes from the person Jesus. It is the opposite of evil spirits, the ghosts, demons, which are the replica of the devil. And the Holy Spirit is the replica of God, the righteousness of God, God's righteousness, the righteous Spirit of God. So this is what Jesus says, we will come to comfort you. In other words, Jesus is saying, you are going to live with God. You are going to inherit the power of God. You are going to inherit the grace, the love, the pleasure of the presence of God. So now when we are talking about the end, we are saying now Jesus will not allow you to be judged. You will not be judged. Why? When you believe in him, your sins are forgiven. They were cleared away as when he suffered for you, when he suffered for your sins. He paid for the price. So he is able to stand and say, oh, Father, forgive him. I died for him. I paid for his sins. Just forgive him. Let him free. Do you see how God made entering into heaven easy? Now we are talking about entering into heaven. Because the end of these things is about heaven. And of these things, the end, from the end we go to heaven. When you die here on earth, your body thrown into the grave, your spirit has ceased to live in the body. It must enter heaven. It must be received by God, in other words. It must be now in the control of its maker, in the hands of God. Like what Jesus said, he said, Father, I commit my spirit in your hands. So you must, when you die, your spirit must be committed into the hands of God. He should be prepared to handle your spirit with love when you leave this physical, natural body. But then he will only do that when your sins are forgiven. If your sins are not forgiven, my dear friend, you will be judged. If your sins are not forgiven, who else has never, who else on this earth allowed a thief to go? I have seen people who committed serious crimes here in my country, Zimbabwe. Some of them ran out of Zimbabwe and go to Netherlands, they go to the USA, they go to South Africa, they go to Botswana. They run away. They've killed or they've stolen large sums of money. They run away. But there's what is called Interpol. The police communicate from Zimbabwe to other international countries about such a person, this so-and-so, so-and-so. They look for the thief. They look for the murderer until the person is convicted, so that the person should face judgment. At the end of all things, that culprit must face judgment. That is the story. You need to face judgment in the eyes of God, who created you and me and assigned us tasks. He gave us tasks in his purpose. That purpose was the assignment of tasks that we should do to love him, to work in his ways, to love Jesus. So he should judge us when we did wrong, which we always do. So if we do not find an intermediator, if we do not find somebody who stands between to say, please forgive him, we will perish. That's why we need somebody like Jesus, so that our end is not going to be miserable. Jesus will stand and say, Father, forgive him. Forgive her. For he did not know what he was doing. I paid for his price on the cross. I paid for his price. I paid for her price on the cross. Father, forgive him. He stands between you and the Father, standing on your place, and you will be saved, because you believed in him. You saved him. You loved him. This is now the end that I look forward for everyone to have. Let all of us go, love Jesus, follow him. We all want to live. Life will not end when your spirit is out of your body, when you die. The day that you die, in other words, the day that you die is a beginning of something either terrible or good. It is a beginning of another story. When you die, you see your friends die, you see your relatives die. They leave. Their spirits leave their bodies. At that moment, know that they are starting some new stories in the spirit. What is their relationship with God? Your spirit was made by God. You cannot get away simply. You will never. The one who sent you here, the one who sent that spirit here to live for a purpose, would want to see what that spirit yielded. What did the spirit do? What did his spirit do? What did the servant do? We are here as servants in the spirit that we sent to live here on earth to serve God, even when we are in the flesh, even when we are in ourselves. Living here on earth, we are servants
of our Creator, God. So we must do what He wants, so that we are not judged. However, failure to do so means that we should be judged. But then God made everything easier. I repeat again. He gave us Jesus, knowing that we are weak. We are very weak and evil in our minds. He said you should have a better plan to save humanity. Because even in the beginning, when He created Adam, having created him, He said all was good. He loved Adam. He loved us. He loved His creation. That's why when they sinned and did not have anything to put on, putting on leaves, He went out there and He killed something. He killed, it could be a goat, a sheep, a bullock, and He brought a skin, gave them each, put on. Even if they had sinned, He loved them. God loves us even if we sin. God Himself loves His children even if we sin. It's people who go away from Him. When He puts a thing of love, people run away from it. Jesus was put here as a thing of love, a sign of love, a sign of favor. The devil that doesn't never want, the devil doesn't want this favor that humanity is given. Jesus came to save people. The devil came to kill people. So I am saying the end is miserable to anyone who dies without Jesus. Why not choose to take Jesus, follow Him, love Him today? Does not anyone who has lived on earth die one day? Have you not seen people on the deathbed crying and starting to love God? Have you not heard people crying and saying, God save me, I am in pain, when they are on the deathbed? They start to call God, calling the name of God. And I have witnessed people who, when they are on the deathbed, they start to call pastors. Can you go and call Pastor XM? Can you go and call the evangelist YX? Come to pray for me. They start to want to be saved when they are on the deathbed, when they are smelling death. Why can't you do that now? Are you exceptional? That even when you are on the deathbed, because, of course, you and me one day are going to lie on the deathbed. That is not an exception. So when you are on the deathbed, are you not going to be needing to be saved? Do you know where you are going to be going? Do you feel everything will be okay? Do you think that you are strong enough to face death without fear? When you do not have Jesus, it is impossible. So it's right now. It's now that you should choose Jesus. If you think you want Jesus, if you think you want to be saved, choose a church that worships Jesus, a church that believes in Jesus. Go to such a church. Follow Jesus. Read the Bible. Serve God. Love God. There's no reason why you should not love God. When you woke up in the morning, your eyes looking and seeing. When you woke up in the morning, you enjoyed your meal in the morning. You were healthy. It was not by a miracle. It was not out of your own power. It's all God's power. God made that possible.
Why do you not just love him? Why can't you just give a pam-pam for your father who loves and cares for you? Who even gives you Jesus? Who even gives all of us Jesus Christ so that we know our father better? For your own information, loving God, loving Jesus, when you love Jesus Christ, you will start to live some new life. There is real, perfect new life in Jesus Christ. That's why we encourage our friends and relatives. We used to be in the world, living all sorts and types of lives, all sorts and types of sins we did. When I came to Jesus and trusted in him and loved and saved him, everything changed. I'm starting to feel, rather can I say, I started to feel his sweetness. Jesus Christ is sweet. The Holy Spirit is the sweetest thing ever. God is sweet, my dear. He is loving and his love is everlasting. Sweet Lord, he is good. I love him. Why can't you just love him as well? Enjoy his presence. Choose God. Choose Jesus and do your life a favor. So, when you are there right now, it is good for you as you are listening to this audio. If your heart tells you to love God, if your heart tells you to choose Jesus, just make a simple prayer. Father God, I love you. Thank you for giving us Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my heart, dwell in. Save my life from death. Write my name in the book of life. I want to follow you. Father, I want to trust in you. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. I want to follow you. Want to do whatever you tell me. I want to hear your voice. Want to believe in you for the whole of my life. Save my life. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Just do this little prayer. God will save you. Then you start to look for a church. Look for a church that worships Jesus. And this is life intelligence. If you do this, you will have done a great thing. I thank you for doing such a thing. By the way, I had not given you my name. My name is Davidson Nzembe. I am one of the founders of an organization called Life Light Foundation Institute. We specialize in life saving. We care for people's lives. We are life people. We are happy when you live a happy life. We are happy when God loves you. We are not happy when people lose life. We are not happy when people live sorrowful lives. So we offer tutorials, very different tutorials, quite many of them, in life saving. If you go onto our website, you will find us. You can have a lot of free life books there, a lot of free business books there. You can find them. We'll also offer administration diplomas, counseling diplomas, human resources diplomas. So feel free to visit our website and choose anything that you think is good for you, especially on the part of life saving. We have some audios like this one. We have some certain life books, even some kind of posts that talk about life. You will find them there. Thank you so much. My number, phone number 0775-991-061. 0775-991-061. And of course, plus 263. Can't record. Plus 263. May God bless you. Continue listening. Subscribe to our website. And you continue to get some of these posts. Visit our website. Thank you for taking your time to listen. Let's love our Lord. Let's love our Father. He loves us. He cares for us. That's why we are here. That's why we are living. And even you. Thank you. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life.